I guess I'll top this off. I never got scared as a kid because I'm not a little bitch, but my brother did, and he had some pretty bad phobias.
Oh, I'm Kyle. I'm strong and brave.
Story matches.
Bienvenidos, Power Bottoms. Welcome to Sid Sock.
I'll never not get tired of that.
What is that? Like, I can never start getting tired of it because I don't know what the fuck it's from.
This is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
And it's from Game Grumps, and it's how Danny opened an episode, I think, without telling Aaron what he was going to do.
Oh, so
he
just switched that. It was Aaron. Aaron's.
Oh, yeah. Aaron.
Bienvenido,
right. Yeah, Aaron.
Power Bottoms, and just uproarious laughter.
Was he trying to sound like Keanu Reeves?
No. He just launched into it with a sudden, unnecessary level of aggression, and Dan lost his mind. I couldn't remember who it was. One of them launched into it, yeah. The other one just could not cope with suddenly being exposed to that sentence.
Which, I mean, is fucking hilarious.
It's a solid one. But
we're
going to
be talking
Grumps.
About podcast politics today.
No, the fuck we're not.
So each person on the podcast is going to go through what they voted for and explain why. This is going to be a long one. It's probably going to be about 2 or 3 hours. So get ready.
I voted for Kyle to never fucking talk about politics again.
I just stabbed myself in the heart twice. So
well, that's
die.
Two down.
You
Kevin,
can't
you don't
do
get a vote because you don't vote. And then I'll just say, you know, I burned my ballot.
Well, I burned my underpants.
And that's
does that.
That's how that ends.
There you go. All
right, everybody.
I'm sorry. I heavily overestimated the amount of time that was going to take. My bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, here we go. So let me pull up the chat. Somebody said something.
Yeah, the people who said that they
clicking.
Wanted to talk about stuff should
yes.
bring up the thing they want to talk about as opposed to us looking it up. Yeah.
I
go.
Do. My paranoia paid off.
What?
Yeah. That sentence didn't make a lot of sense when you said it in the chat, so you're going to need to give a little backstory.
So,
yeah. Story.
Absolutely. I will give you a beginning, middle, and end, and we'll snuggle
Boston.
Together. And also, I call dibs on Big Spoon.
And Fluffer.
And fine, you and can be bottom? Fluffer, but Kendrick... No, Kendrick... All, no. Yes. Yes. But
you better
no.
start talking, or I'm going to start talking about how to make candied nuts today.
Well, we'll get there later. So... I had, over the last week, a sudden inkling in my brain that every time I went into the bathroom, that if I sat down to take a shit, to take a wicked shit, that there was going to be any type of shit. But most of my shits, if you know me, are wicked.
I mean, I don't know that about you, but
I
felt like
we've
I know
lived
you
together, Kyle.
Yeah, but I didn't realize every shit was a wicked shit. You know, like,
most of my shits are
never
wicked
investigated,
shits.
I guess.
Regardless.
Yeah, he's like a Bostonian wicked shit.
Regardless.
Wicked shit.
I had the inkling in my brain that there would be a spider under the bowl.
Oh, that should never
come. And that when I sat down, that it would crawl up either under my leg, or yeah, or very worst case scenario, come out and bite my dick.
Oh, man, then you get venom in your dick and you have to explain that to the ER. I see where
yeah.
the paranoia comes in. Yeah,
so...
You have to be like, I've been bitten the dick.
So
like,
now,
the way you think.
For the last, like, week and a half, right, I've been doing this weird little ritual dance of I go into the bathroom, I open the toilet seat, and then I kind of squat down and look around and check the sides of the bowl and make sure that there's no arachnids coming to bite my junk, right? So... And then,
what does this fear come from?
Right, like it's completely inexplicable. Right, it's a ridiculous
no
thing to be afraid of. Because why would there
the
ever
right
be?
Like, have you has this happened this. To you before?
No,
like,
it's never happened to me before.
What, did you see it on a TV show and you're like, I should think about this?
But no,
have you not? Okay, Joe, after you finish your story, you need to explain where your arachnophobia comes
oh,
from.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's what I'm asking.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Continue.
But so I got the idea that instead of doing my little squat dance. And, you know, and doing my little, you know, check around. We've got the little, you know, the toilet bowl brushes, right? So I just grab that, and I do a little swish around the top of the bowl. Like on the other side, right? Now, the first time I opened the lid and saw a spider web on the underside of the bowl and a spider in the process of making said web under the bowl. I felt vindication. Because there was, in fact, a tiny spider on the under rim of the bowl building a web. And I'm like, motherfucker, Why are you there?
I think you're being chased, and you're being chased, and you're not paranoid.
Exactly. Yeah. The worst part about being paranoid is being right. The second worst thing about being paranoid is being right twice.
Mm. Wait, when were you right the
second time? The second time was the next fucking day, where I just like, man, that happened once. Grabbed my little bowl, and I was with a new renewed confidence. I was like, I broke the spell, right? So I grab my toilet brush. I give it a little swish.
Wand?
Yeah. And I push it into the water and see spider legs come out. Like, separated, broken. I had, like, caught it while it was under the bowl and just, like, spun it around until it disintegrated. Fucking twice.
Water not doing that? Like, is it not splashing up, or is it just, like, is it just on the part that, like, where the water doesn't, like,
come out?
It must
be climbing up the outside.
No, 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 no. The inside of the underside of the top rim of the bowl.
Yeah, okay.
So,
like, right where
that's,
your head sits when you got your penis.
So,
in there.
Exactly.
What I've learned is that I will never shit at Joe's house again. So,
which
that's,
might be Joe's long game here.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
I might not never
I'm
shit
turn
here.
Around. I'm going to do all upper deckers at Joe's house. That way I can never get bit by
okay,
spiders.
So I need to install spiders in the upper deck.
No, don't do any of these things.
I'm also not afraid of spiders biting me.
Joe, I need to tell you one thing right now, and this is information I'm going to share with you. You can do with what you will.
Hmm.
If you were to take something like isopropyl alcohol and douse it around your porcelain throne and light it on fire, it will warm your porcelain to the point where it is not comfortable or safe for a human to sit on for a longer period of time than you think.
Why would
do what you
what,
will with this information?
We're talking about spiders here. What are you talking about?
I'm That's talking about fire
and using
I mean,
it.
I understand
to win.
Out of your mouth. It just doesn't sound.
Kendrick is speaking the language that we specifically speak, which is use fire to win in any and all situations.
And I'm warning you now, man to man, that fire in your toilet might cross your mind as a good idea in the future. And I'm strongly encouraging you to rethink this because
at
of porcelain's
point?
Ability to hold temperature.
Like, at what point do you see this being important to Joe? Fire around a toilet.
How about the point that I found two fucking spiders exactly where I thought it would be, which would be junk biting distance?
Let me walk this back. Joe, when I told you this information about fire in your toilet being a bad idea, what was your first response?
Oh, use fire to win is what you were
right.
saying, yes.
And what I'm saying is you should
rethink that
use.
Stance. Rethink that stance. Gotcha. Okay.
Have you considered fire before I mentioned that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, see, Kyle, I'm trying to save his butthole here. Well, mostly his glutes.
Mostly glutes.
That's mostly what burns.
Yeah. But in answer to your previous question, though, to address Kyle's previous question specifically, my arachnophobia started in the third grade, and I can explain to you exactly the situation that happened.
So
and
we're
where
committing
it came from.
To like a bottle episode with Joe here.
Apparently,
well,
I'm
Joe
really
missed
sorry.
An episode. Okay. He missed an episode, so he gets an episode.
I'm
yeah.
just
on,
asking.
It's just
I'm
fil-
not saying
Kyle.
It's bad. You just assume
we're
it's
not,
bad.
It's
I'm,
just
I'm
filler.
Only, it's minute.
It's just
eight.
Filler.
Yeah, he's gonna fill up a Kraken.
I never
just
meant
filler.
That.
Isn't that what the spiders? No, okay, I am kind
sorry.
Of
what's
no,
the
that's
apologize.
Great. Workshop it.
I
well,
deeply
it's,
apologize.
So, I was in the third grade. I forget how old that actually is, but prior to this, to the day,
nine,
something like that. Yeah, like eight or nine.
It's about eight.
Yeah,
you're homeschooled. You don't know what age is.
That's why I had to guess. Fuck. What do you want from me?
So.
Kindergarten.
He was like
I was
four at that point.
I was utterly fascinated by spiders, right? I started like just that thing where like you little kids get super interested in like one thing, right? And just like, "Oh my god, I got to learn everything about it cuz like all like the highlights books and all the you go to the library, you pick out a bunch of books, you watch a bunch of movies, like fuck, spiders are cool cuz you learn their legs are like basically little like hydraulic pumps. They don't really have like they just like basically push fluid into their legs to get them to move, which is why they have that really weird gait. The way that their venom sacs works, the way the eyes work, their abdomen, spinnerets, all that shit.
My body is a fluid-filled bladder.
Indeed. So I started learning about all this, right? But one of the things I could never really find a lot of information about, which it's kind of just glossed over in a lot of these books, is that, like, how spiders eat. Right? Because most of them are like web spinners, and some of them are like trapdoors that actually just like, you know, they set up basically a tripwire system and they come out and grab it when something's close enough, right? But they all basically do it in the exact same way. Their fangs penetrate, get through the exoskeleton of their prey, because it's mostly, like, bugs and stuff that they're getting. When you get to, like, Goliath spider and, like, tarantula style, like, we're talking about them eating fucking birds and shit, right? Which is a whole nother terror aspect in its own.
Out of the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they penetrate, and then they start pushing in, you know, their venom, which basically starts dissolving them from the inside out. And then they'll wrap them up, and then they drink you from the inside out. You being the victim, not necessarily the you, right? Now, the thing is, I had never really seen what a spider's mouth looked like. Because I always wondered, what does that actually look? Because, like, you only just see the fangs, right? Well, in the third grade, we had we'd have, like, an occasional movie day in my class. And my teacher was like, we're going to learn about spiders. And I was just, like, bouncing off the walls. I was like, oh, my God, yes, this is the best day. It's my favorite thing in the whole world. I'm so excited. Couldn't think about anything else. Didn't get diddly shit done the whole rest of the day because I wanted to watch the movie about spiders. And the guy talking about it was, he had, like, this tarantula. And it's, like, crawling around. And they're, like, talking about all, like, the little hairs and everything. And all, like, the sensitivity points of what it does. And then he's like, and then, like, this is how they eat. And he, like, takes a pin, and it's a spider. It's a tarantula, right? So he's got basically permanently exposed fangs. Mm-hmm. He puts a little, like, pin, P-I-N pin, behind its fangs.
Penis?
And lifts it up. And you got to see what a spider's mouth. Maw. Yeah, and that's basically the only way to describe it. It's like the abyss. It was just black with these weird little, like, kind of like pointed, like furry teeth points. I don't know, because I saw that and all of my joy in my life to that point, like, drained out of my body. And like, I was
Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Sarlacc pit's actually kind of pretty close. Now I'm kind of scared of that too. But yeah, and that is like, oh my god, that's like the literal Satan. that's what evil looks like. And then I was like, suddenly I started seeing, like, after that point, I would still do research on spiders. And then I started seeing what they could do if they bit humans. And you started seeing, like, what brown recluse bites when they start, like, causing necrosis. And, like, what else?
Basement.
Oh, yeah.
Nightmare fuel.
Yeah. I had one on my front porch, this, like, a couple of weeks ago. And we poisoned the shit out of it. Yeah, again, almost. Didn't burn the house down.
Congratulations.
Down. Hey. But yeah,
progress.
And that is where my arachnophobia started.
My arachnophobia is a lot less fun. Oh. So, Kevin, how do you feel about spiders?
Kevin, how are you?
I'm fine with spiders, actually.
I'm trying to beat it. I'm trying to be cooler about spiders. Little jumper guys, I don't mind them at all.
Yeah, I'm not. You know what really scares me, though, to be honest? Ants.
Yeah.
I'm not okay ants, with a swarm of ants.
Ants are a bummer.
And maybe not one ant. But
one ant's never the problem.
There's never one ant.
And they're exactly. So weird. They like they can talk to each other and organize each other and
using chemicals?
Yeah. Chemicals. Oh man, I am not a fan of ants.
So I'll take a spider
any day.
I mostly wouldn't have as big a problem with spiders, except that I'm currently embroiled in a legal and criminal battle against the spider kingdom in my basement.
Ooh.
Yeah, those are all the spider assassins I sent over a long time that have just, like, gotten stuck. Because spiders don't really have, like, the gumption to remember what they're doing or what they're sent on a mission for.
Yeah.
Now there's a civilization of spiders in Kendrick's basement because I was trying to kill them for, like, 3 years.
God,
it's basically like ants. It's like a colony of spiders, but they talk to each other.
I'm hoping that for a while there was peace among the kingdoms, and they got the crawl space, and we didn't intrude. And then when they started intruding, well, they fucking violated the treaty, and I got the fire out, so.
Just don't let them talk to each other.
My arachnophobia came from going to Paul Bunyan Land in Minnesota, I forget what city, about 25 years ago, something like that. There was a spooky house. We can't say horror house if you talk like a Minnesotan, because it sounds like you're talking about a horror house.
A horror. A horror house.
And you got to really sometimes get that second vowel in there.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's one and the same. You never know.
And I remember, I distinctly remember almost nothing about this, except I remember a very tall Paul Bunyan carved out of wood, and then I remember walking through a door, and I remember, like, clear as day, a glass case that, to my mind, was a meter by a meter by a meter, but I was a child, so it was probably more like a foot by a foot by a foot, and it contained a giant, oversized, big, hairy spider, all brown and hairy, and it suddenly started thrashing around, like it was a timed thing, where it would just suddenly start freaking out, thrashing around. Ooh. And I started screaming, and then I don't remember anything else. And then I think I was, like, dragged out of that. And that's, like...
Jesus.
So that hit me on, like, an emotional level that I've never quite gotten over, to the point where if I'm, like, in the shower and I turn around, there's a spider, it's like... Dah! And I can't, like...
See?
I have to, like, walk myself back from it. And I'm not like, oh, my God, I'm paralyzed with fear. There's, like... You just watch my heartbeat track, or you're like... It's like, okay... Okay. All right.
Oh, that's. Cool. I have a childhood fear of ants because of that as well. Like a similar story. Like I was super young. We were living in Florissant, Colorado, which is a little podunk town, like somewhere in the middle of the state. No one really knows. But we had like these neighbors that were just assholes, and I was like young. I was like maybe four. So this is like an early memory. But they shot.
Be so profound.
Yeah, yeah, they shot our dog, and with a BB gun.
Fuck.
Right in the right in the chest.
Sound like ants at all, Kevin?
Well,
did you get them mixed up with neighbor kids? Because I often get ants and neighbor kids mixed up when I'm pouring the poison.
Well, luckily my mom had a friend that was a vet at the time and pulled the BB out, and everything was fine. You know, it's just like it was a really weak BB gun. But anyways, I knew about it, and I was mad the next day, and I went outside and started picked up this big old chunk of sand, started throwing it at the neighbor's house, just like chucking it, like, I hate you people, you shot our dog, and it was traumatizing to me. Well, it was a red anthill.
Poor choice.
So I was like covered in red ants after like a couple seconds, and that's where my fear of ants
came. Not only did were you covered in like just red ants, but like super pissed off ones too, because you just punched into their nest.
Yep, absolutely. And I was pissed off myself because apparently I was throwing sand at our neighbors who shot our dog. So I mean, it was very traumatizing.
So you threw like ant sand at them? Did they?
Yeah,
get
I threw.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping is maybe you accidentally like pushed some of them over there and they found their way back to the nest, and now they have like a red ant nest that lives in their house and causes them pain
forever.
And fear.
That's
and
all
the
I
ants
can
go
for.
Into their eyes.
I guess I'll top this off. I never got scared as a kid because I'm not a little bitch, but my brother did, and he had some pretty bad phobias.
Oh, I'm kind of strong
the
and
story
brave.
Matches. I can't remember one. My memory's fucking terrible. Like, I can't remember what happened like 4 years ago, like much less when I was a kid. So that's the benefit of being an idiot, is that you can never be scared of things when you were a kid because you can't remember them. Or they're just deep-seated and you never really know that they were when you were a kid. Anyway, my brother had a really crazy fear of wasps. And it was because one time we were at a picnic, and he was like, we were enjoying ourselves at this picnic. My dad always went to these things because he worked as like a VP as a company, so he always got invited to these companies.
Your dad's a high-powered businessman.
Indeed.
Yeah, with a briefcase. He sold pagers for a long time when pagers were still cool. And
it's legit.
My brother had a soda, and he didn't, like, he just was a kid, right? He didn't think about any of this, but I guess there was a wasp nest near like the table where he put his soda, and there was three wasps in his drink, and he took a big old gulp of it, and he got stung in like five places in his mouth, and we had to take him to the emergency room.
Jesus,
so,
dude.
That made our entire family afraid of like drinking wasps or getting stung by wasps for a while, because like that's like the toilet spider, right? You never really know they're in the can until you take a big gulp, and you just like, I mean, you might be able to get lucky and like crunch them or like swallow them and kill them before they can sting you, but it's not really likely.
I've eaten a bee before, or eaten a wasp before. It's not fun.
Yeah,
and like three of them in your mouth, just like surviving long enough to sting you like three or four times, it like just fucks you up, man.
Yeah,
or at least fucked him up.
I did actually have something similar like that happen, but I was fortunate enough to not get bit. Like, I was drinking a Mountain Dew that a wasp had crawled into, and I felt something, like, brush on my tongue, and I pulled away, and his face was out there. And I think he was just very confused.
That's lucky. Mostly of the time, wasps alternate between sleeping and angry.
Yeah.
Just flipping the shit out and trying to kill you.
Now, there was a cute story about a bumblebee, but that wasn't when I was a kid. Because bumblebees are the cutest.
Bumblebees are fucking cool.
They're the most delightful return.
They're like the Hans.
Yes, they are. They absolutely are the Hans. I remember having being headbutted by a bumblebee several times while I was in Scotland. Like actual bumblebees. They were like, excuse me. And I stepped out of its way and it just kept going.
I really
buddy.
Just need you to move because I'm kind of on
this
path.
I gotta go. I'm sorry.
That was an accident. Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go. Now you know all of our childhood fears.
Yes.
Well, we're at
that's
time.
Not
going
to bite us in the ass later.
Maybe next time we can talk about the time I found a squirrel in my toilet, but that's another story altogether.
That's enough.
Squirrel it!
Yeah. You want to talk about terrifying toilet times? That's another story.
Well, I can tell you about the time we found that rat in a copier, that rat's nest in a copier that scared the
shit out of
Tyler.
Okay.
All of that sounds terrible.
The next episode's going to be, and hopefully I get to the point where I type this out after I'm editing it. The interesting rodentia that we found in unexpected place.
Yep, I got a mouse story too. I'll tell that one.
There
you
go.
Some fun stuff.
Too bad these aren't coming out in October since
rats.
You're all startled by these.
Ah, god damn it! This is the perfect spoopy times.
We can rearrange it, guys. We just got to record another episode next week. It's fine, guys. We can make it happen. I'll stay up all night smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo.
Smoking whiskey and drinking cigarettes.
Yeah. Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. We love you. Even though 2020 sucks at chode.
Bye-bye.